Hey guys, Trevor here. Today I'm going to talk to you about the future of e-commerce. And in my opinion, e-commerce is one of the best places you can be when in the future, now and in the future, because here's the thing, you know, like everybody's got a smartphone now, everybody's got a computer, and tons of people like to buy stuff online. It's easy, convenient, and it's kind of fun. And a lot of people have shopping addictions with internet buying and are clearly admitted to that. Especially when using Amazon. I know when I lived back in the States, I had a shopping addiction on Amazon. I used to buy a lot of stuff that I didn't really need, but I just wanted. A lot of it was pretty cheap stuff, but some of it was pretty expensive. And, you know, that drove up my cost of living expenses quite a bit. So moving out of the States and traveling the world, I'm not able to buy stuff online that much anymore. I have to go to local merchants, and having to buy things in person is a pain in the ass, you know, honestly, especially for a guy. I mean, I know girls like to shop a lot, so it's different for women. But for guys that don't necessarily like to shop a whole lot, it is a pain. You know, you have to try to go somewhere and you're limited by that store's selection, and you know, and you have to physically move in the store to look at stuff. You know, like when you're shopping online, you just type into a search bar with your fingers, and you can find a product and read all about it and see pictures and even watch videos. And you know, sometimes you don't even have to pull out your credit card. If you have, you know, Apple Pay or PayPal, you can just log into your account and pay with, you know, that on the website, and then all of a sudden a box shows up at your door, you know, a few days later, a week later, and you open it and you have your product. So e-commerce is only going up, and it's going to evolve as well. And I'm really excited about the way that's going. I see a lot of cool new technology happening where e-commerce is going to be more engaging, like with augmented reality, where, you know, you're going to be walking around maybe your city or department store or whatever, and you can use your smartphone app to, you know, to look at the products and to, you know, do price comparison shopping right there. Basically just kind of like taking a video or a picture of a product. It'll tell you what websites have it for cheaper and better deals and things like that. I mean, in the future, I do also plan on building out some sort of a price comparison shopping website, because it's such a great way to help people find the best deals on products. I know that even with e-commerce, it can be kind of a pain, because like if you shop on Amazon mostly, you don't know if you're getting the best price. You could go to eBay, maybe find a better price. Sometimes you can go to niche stores and find like coupon codes and stuff like that and get a better price, and maybe even get a free gift and stuff like that, because it's a small business and they just want to earn your trust and your they just want to earn you as a customer. So, you know, but e-commerce is huge, and it's going nowhere but up. And the coolest thing too is that there's more suppliers than ever now that like to do drop shipping, and so it's a great business model to get into if you don't have your own product, physical or digital, and you want to learn how to sell. And because sales skills are essential, whether you have a product or not, or you're just getting, you know, trying to find your marketing agency maybe, and you're trying to be a consulting agency, or or you're just trying to get a job. You know, sales skills are important for negotiations and for making more money in life in general. So if there's one thing you should learn in life, it's sales skills. And e-commerce just basically means sales happening online. So, you know, e-commerce can happen in all these different places now, even on social media sites. People are buying stuff like Facebook. You know, Craigslist has been around for a long time, where people find, you know, garage sale kind of items and then meet up with a person and in person at their place usually, or at a third party place, and buy it from them cash on hand. You know, you can have your own website on Shopify. You can sell on eBay, of course. You can sell on Amazon. You can create digital products and sell on your own website, or on a big, like, you can buy, you can sell online courses on Udemy.com. You can on Skillshare.com. You can make courses and sell them there. You can make a subscription box and go to CrateJoy.com. CrateJoy is a really cool website, and you can do a subscription box there as well. And subscription boxes are super popular, you know, especially for consumable stuff, for beauty products and things like that, even for food and things, you know, like supplements and things like that you buy on a regular basis. Subscription boxes are really popular. Brings to mind Dollar Shave Club and Dollar Beard Club and things like that, that are super popular and very, very, very popular, you know, very big businesses now. So yeah, you know, if there's any time to get into e-commerce or to grow and scale your e-commerce business to multiple platforms, you know, now is the time, and you know, today's the day. And you know, what I recommend doing is learn about them and then try to find out who is working with that platform and how they're doing it, you know, and who's finding success and how they're finding success. And there's a lot of people that make really long YouTube videos about, you know, like Facebook ads and stuff, how to drive traffic from Facebook. One of the guys that does that, that I really appreciate, does a good good job on it is Miles Beckler. So go check out his YouTube channel. He's got some really, really in-depth videos on how to do Facebook advertising and also how to build out your own sales funnel and your website and stuff like that. So now more than ever, e-commerce is fueling people. So like, you know, you don't even have to have a job anymore. You could start your own business online and travel the world even, you know, because it's not as expensive to travel the world as people might think. You just need some sort of an online income, and it's just basically done via e-commerce, and there's just so many ways to do it. One of my favorite ways that I tell people to do if they're just getting started out with e-commerce is the expert business. And if you haven't heard of what an expert business is, just check out the book called Expert Secrets. I'll have a link to it at ecommerceparadise.com at the resources page. And Expert Secrets is a book that teaches you, you know, how to become a leader in your passion and whatever passion that is, but how to create content, how to become a leader, and how to get a following, how to start a following and get subscribers, get a list built and all that good stuff. And, you know, eventually, you know, you can create products around what you know, what you're an expert about, and then sell those products to those people. You know, if it's information, just write books or make video courses and teach people stuff, and you can sell it to them. So, yes, it's a long process. No, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes months. It can sometimes take many months to get going because you might have a full-time job already or you go to school full-time. But for me, I started my online business while I was in college, working full-time, 8 hours a day, taking night classes 3 nights a week, 3 hours per night from 7 to 10. So I'd work from 8 to 5, and then I'd take about, you know, an hour off or whatever, 2 hours off, and then, you know, eat dinner and then prepare, and then I'd go to school from 7 to 10 every night, every other night, and then I would learn, and I was taking business courses. This is back in 2010, 2011, and I was taking business, I was taking marketing, I was taking sales, international business, I was taking accounting, advertising, all these great business courses, business law. So, you know, what I was doing was I was basically taking all this really broad marketing knowledge that I was learning in person, which I liked learning in person because I got to actually discuss with other students what I was learning, and with the professor, I was able to ask questions directly, and it was actually more of an enclosed environment too. I wasn't able to just so easily, jump out of my book and go on my social media feed. I'd have to put my book away or my phone away, you know, and I have to be completely focused on the material. And it was more of a conversational format, so I really appreciate that. So I highly recommend, even though they're more broad, but taking some sort of college level business courses, just because you are a captive audience and you aren't able to just zone out or whatever. Even if you do, if you're not able to do that, you just take a good course online. Put your phone in another room or something like that. Put it like physically far away from you. Like, don't just put it in the drawer, or like, especially don't just put it within eyesight. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind, but also like physically far away from you, and you won't be able to get distracted. Just accidentally forget it in your bedroom or something like that, you know, and you literally will just not even forget about it, or not even think about it. And you'll, dive into the course more that way, and you'll learn a lot more. That's a really good tip. And I loved taking the marketing classes at the same time I was building my business, because building my business meant that I had all these different questions, the things I should do. I didn't know, didn't really have any e-commerce mentors back then. There wasn't really a good course on dropshipping back then. There was just, people here and there that taught some stuff that I didn't really think applied to me. 2010, 2011, I was just kind of learning as I went. I read a lot of books. I read a lot of Seth Godin marketing books, and those got me to realize what inbound marketing was, content marketing, and how to, build a tribe and build a place where people could come and discuss topics and ideas. So I started using those ideas and building out a YouTube channel for my brand, my website, and I started building out a blog for my website, and that kind of stuff really helped gain leverage and gain backlinks. And with those backlinks, my product pages rose significantly in the search engines, and I was able to capture the first or second place for a lot of my main product and my most popular and best-selling products. And I got a lot of the sales in 2013, 2014. We were just crushing it with sales because of that. We didn't run any paid ads, and our net profits were over $10,000 a month those years. And so it was insane. Yeah, that was all just a after effect of working so dang hard up to that point. You know, it took me a few years just to get to that point. So don't think it's going to happen overnight. You know, it rarely ever does, you know, unless you really like have money to spend and you go out and you're very coachable and you go to these professors and you maybe even get like a done for you kind of a package and you actually take action every single day. I mean, usually like people that get started out, you know, they have to work their asses off like all day long and all night long, and then, you know, wake up and work before work and then work on your break breaks at work on your e-commerce site. You got to work between, you know, work and school. You got to go to school and then, you know, write down ideas and then take action that night. I mean, I was waking up early before work to do my e-commerce site. I was doing stuff during my breaks at my job on the e-commerce site because I was working sales and I had a computer in front of me. And I was working in the evening. So, yeah, and all weekend, by the way. I didn't take that many weekend trips back then. We did some stuff, but a lot of it was just staying at home and working on stuff. So, you know, and that's how it built out. Like, and I was talking with one of my friends, Marco in Los Angeles. He runs a company called Unified Skate Supply. And Unified's a really cool company because he does a lot of e-commerce, and he also has a physical storefront selling skateboard merchandise and a lot of his own brands. So he has brands, and he has them under a supply company, and he also prints decks for other brands. So it's a really cool company. He has multiple sources of income there. And he's a skateboarder, and, you know, we would hang out and skate at Pedlo Skate Park a lot, and we would just talk business a lot when we were over there, you know, and I would tell him what I'm doing, and he'd tell me what he's doing, what he's considering, and even to this day, we meet up and have some really good conversations about business, and, you know, I respect that guy because he's been doing it for such a long time, and the skateboard industry is not an easy industry to sell in by any means. It's very difficult and can be very tedious because the dollar amount is very low, so... You know, I only pick high-priced niches now, high-priced products to sell over $1,000, at least over $500, because then that means I'm at least making, you know, around $100 minimum per sale net profit. So all the time and effort I put into doing all the websites and all the copywriting and all the videos and blah, 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 you know, all that investment, and then, you know, paying people actually pays off. And also, of course, it comes with a much higher revenue number, which can get me more credit card reward points. But yeah, this is how you have to get there. And then when you're there, it's not like it stops. Like when you graduate college, you don't just stop learning. Like that's the beginning, if anything, you know, like when your e-commerce store first gets started, that's the beginning. Like consider that like graduating college, and now like, okay, you're full time. Now it's time to like really scale. Now you got to build a team. Now you got to manage that team. You got to make sure that team's on task and actually is doing stuff. You got to have projects and manage those projects and stuff like that. So, you know, the future of e-commerce is more than the future of e-commerce. It's the future of you and your business and, you know, your brands and stuff like that. So just think of it as like building assets, though. You know, you're not just building a job for yourself. You're building an asset that is actually saleable for a lot of money. Like these e-commerce brands, they can sell in the hundreds of thousands of dollars after just a year or so of you know, building them up. And it's amazing. But like, you know, what other thing can you work on for a couple years? What other business, you know, and then actually sell it for six figures, enough to like buy yourself a house, you know, and a car or whatever, you know, it's just incredible. And that's because the value is so high, you know, and yeah, it truly is quite a passive income. I mean, there's quite a bit of active work involved in e-commerce and dropshipping and fulfillment. But if you hire a team for yourself that does the work for you, it's pretty passive. Like it's not as bad as doing all the work yourself. If you try to do the work yourself, you will drive yourself into the ground as an entrepreneur if you try to just be a solopreneur. So you have to focus on building a team. You have to focus on building procedures and filming courses for your VAs to teach them how to do stuff and reminding them how to do that stuff. You have to become a people manager. So take management classes if you can. Like I took one in college, and it's funny in the management class, but I learned about people is that people are lazy, generally speaking. So, you know, if you let them to their own vices, they're just going to kind of take advantage and not do much. So you have to be on their butts a lot, you know, consistently following up with them, just like you'd follow up with a customer to get a sale. And you have to, you know, see what they're doing and keep them on task and make sure they have a checklist of what, you know, they're expected to do and deadlines of when that's expected to be done. So, you know, if you want a lifestyle business, I recommend going more towards affiliate marketing and selling digital products and information products. If you want like a business that can really scale really big and you want to be part of a physical product space, I recommend getting into e-commerce. If you want, you know, a lifestyle business version of that, I actually recommend building your own product and doing something like Amazon Fulfillment, because they'll handle all the customer service and sales for you, which is really cool. You don't have to do it on your own website if you don't want, although I recommend doing your own website even if you do Amazon FBA for your brand. But I mean, still, regardless, any business you want to do is going to take a lot of time. There's no shortcuts. There's no easy way to get rich overnight. This is definitely not a get rich quick thing. And just keep in mind, there really is no get rich quick thing unless you happen to be that one in a billion that wins the lottery. And then even that person runs into trouble with taxes and stuff like that later on. So, you know, nothing in life is easy. Nothing comes easy, but just, focus on what is worth your work, worth your time and effort. You know, like for me, it's I go by Pareto's principle, which is talked about in the 4-Hour Workweek book by Tim Ferriss, the 80-20 principle, where, you know, he basically says that, you know, you just have to do what is going to get you the biggest rewards in the long run, and also something that you're going to be the most passionate about and feel the most fulfilled about at the end of the day. Because, you know, at the end of your life, at your funeral, what are they going to say about you? You know, are you just going to be a person that was anonymous and, you know, he was just an entrepreneur, or are you going to be a person that, you know, made some real change in the world, made a big difference and motivated a lot of people and helped people and saved lives and stuff like that, you know, by teaching people and stuff like that. I mean, becoming a teacher eventually is one of the most fulfilling things you can do in life. So I recommend, you know, definitely choosing some sort of a niche you can teach in and then like getting involved in that somehow, you know, beyond just e-commerce. So, you know, figure out something and then teach it and you'll feel really good about that. But yeah, so the future of e-commerce is not just about e-commerce. It's the future of you and your business and your life and your family. So think about that. And yeah, I hope this podcast was inspirational and motivational for you guys and maybe opened your eyes to things that you could be doing in your own life a little bit more. You know, and it's just all about choosing those things and taking action, putting the blinders on, getting mentorship, and following through. Following through is key. And my last piece of advice here is if you fail, do it again. Try again. You know, you don't stop trying because you failed once. You know, so what if you failed once? You got to keep trying. Like the way I learned that in life was through skateboarding, because in skateboarding you never land the trick the first time you try it. You usually takes me, at least depending on the trick, I can land it first try now, but when I'm trying to learn a new trick, I'll, you know, try it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, painstakingly falling a lot and having to get back up and try it again, get back up, try it again, get back up, try it again, get back up, you know, and that's how it is. You know, you fail 100 bazillion times and then you make it, and then you try to replicate that success, right? You try to do the trick again, and you try to replicate that again and again and again, and eventually, you know, with practice, you'll get better at it and you'll get more consistent. And if it's something that really is passionate for you, then you'll keep doing it and you'll get better at it over time, and people will see that and they'll appreciate that. All right, guys. So yeah, don't give up and keep going. The future of e-commerce is bright. It's definitely something that you should pursue. And if you have any questions or, you know, you want some guidance, let me know. ecommerceparadise.com is going to have a lot of great courses on it in the future, and has a resources page you can check out now. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast. And, you know, stay updated, sign up for our email list and all that. And we'll see you out there. Take care.